Blog Talk Radio.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Leasamor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El.
He judgeth among the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
Slavery driving the Feed hungry families. Feed hungry families. They took the chains from off our feet, yet our minds are still bound. Just like the boundaries in South Africa, they divided and conquered us all. That's why we Africans can fall. That's why we Africans can fall. Slavery, our slavery, yeah. We still living in slavery. Slavery, oh slavery. Look around, it's still slavery. Slavery built ghettos for the poor and creating uptown for the rich. Makes it so appealing over there. Enough of them get rich and sweet. Enough of them get rich and sweet. I and I never get well-headed yet. So slavery, oh slavery, yeah. We still living in slavery. Slavery, oh slavery. Look around, it's still slavery. Look at the workers in the free zones, working away their bones. South Africa, the land is ours, but we're still not free. The land is ours, but we're still not free. Oh, well, now, liberation is a must. Hey, 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 hey. We must do the work, and you eat all the crap. Oh, well, those kind of things, John knows they must stop. You feed one child, away my brother, is still raping my sister. We Africans must fight, this victory will be good over evil. Yeah, yeah. Cause we never be satisfied, no, 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 until all Africans feed hungry families, feed hungry families. Liberation is a must. Oh well now, yeah. Oh, 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 Shiloh.
Forget forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those. Deliver us from evil, lead us not into temptation. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, and ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Giving praises up to the King.
127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Waketh but in vain. Waketh but in vain. Waketh but in vain. Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, build the house, build the house, build the house, build the house. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman, the watchman, but a 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 watchman. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, the bread of sorrows, the bread of sorrows. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep, sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, shall not be ashamed, shall not be ashamed, speak with the enemies, in the gate, 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 in the gate.
Men and men are meant to pray. Get down on your knees and pray every day. Pray to the Father, I say.
Shalom. Except the Yahweh Yahweh build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except Yahweh Jehovah keep the city, the watchman waketh, waketh but in vain. Imi ruah lo yibnet bayit, shaua ofluwa bonai bo. Imi ruah lo Ishmar ir Shawa Shakada Shomer. It is vain for you, that ye y'all rise early and sit up late to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Shaulakem mashakimekum ne achere shevet okli okli lachem lachem ha it's ali kena yitena yidido shena. It is vain for you that ye all rise early and sit up late. Shaulakem mashikine kum mi achre shevetai y'all that eat the bread of toil, the bread of toil, the bread of sorrow, the bread of toil, the bread of labor, food gained by hard work. Okale lechem ha itzari. So he giveth his beloved in sleep and rest. Cain yidein lidido shena. So he giveth his beloved in sleep. Cain yidein lidido shena. Lo, look, see, children are an heritage of Yahweh, Jehovah, of Yahweh. The fruit of the womb is a reward. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Hine nachlati Yahweh bani sagar pri ha-baten. Lo, look, hine. Behold, children are an heritage of the Yahweh of Yahweh of Jehovah. Hine nachlat Yahweh, nachlat Yahweh banim sakar pri ha baten. The fruit of the womb is a reward, sakar pri ha baten. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of one's youth. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, k'chitzim b'yada gibor. As arrows in the hand of the gibor, a mighty man, k'chitzim, k'chitzim b'yada gibor. Cain, so like this, Cain b'nei ha-ne'uri, ha-ne'uri, so are the children of one's youth. Happy, 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 happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. Ashre ha-geber asher milei eta ashabato mehem. They shall not be put to shame. They shall not be put to shame. Lo yeboshu. They shall not be put to shame. They shall not be ashamed. Lo yeboshu. When they speak, when they speak, ki yidaberu, ki yidaberu, yidaberu. When they speak with their enemies, eta oyabim in the gate, bashar. Thank you. Shem Av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this. For this force. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. I'll give ear right here. Here for the Shalishi Aliyah for this Shabbat Devarim. Sabbath, the words. Here. Give ear picking up with the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy. Here, Shema, Yisrael, give ear right here. Here for the Shalishi, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Devarim. Sabbath, the words. Here. Give ear picking up with the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy here in chapter 1. Here at verse 22, for the Shalishi, for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here for this Shabbat, Devarim. Watikarebuna helai kulkema watom rua nishalha nashima le fanenu we hayapuru lanu eta areta we ya shibu otanu davara eta hadereka ashera na elepaha. Here, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, for this Shabbat Devarim, here, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 22. And ye, y'all, came near to I, every one of you. Why tik rebuna helaya kulkema and said, we will send men before us, before I and I, and they shall search us out the land, and bring I and I word again, by what way we, I and I, must go up, and into what cities we, I and I, shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and went up into the mountain and came to the valley of Eshkol and searched it out. And they took the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us, to I and I, and brought us, I and I, word again, and said, Wayomru Tova Ethiopia Tova Haaretza Asher Yahweh Eloheinu noten lanu. It is a good tova haaretz, good land, which Yahweh Jehovah Eloheinu Ayinai Elohim doth give us, I and I. Notwithstanding, ye, y'all, would not go up. Ye, y'all, would not, Aliyah, go up, but rebelled against the commandments of Yahweh Jehovah Hova Elohim, the eyes Elohim. And ye, y'all, murmured in your tents and said, because Yahweh Jehovah hated us, hated I and I, he hath brought us, I and I, forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us. Whither? Where shall we go up? Where shall I and I, Aliyah, go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said to you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, the I Elohim, who goeth before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, in Egypt, before your eyes, and in the wilderness, Bamidbar, where thou hast seen how that Yahweh Elohecha, Jehovah, the I Elohim, bear thee. The eye, as a man doth bear his son, Yisa Isha Etta Bino,
in all the way that ye all went until ye all came into this place. Yet in this thing, ye all did not believe. Yahweh Elohim, ye did not believe Jehovah, the I, Yah Elohim, who went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to shew you by what way ye all should go, and in a cloud by day. And Yahweh Jehovah heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, rotted, and sware, more, saying, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give to your fathers, to your patriarchs, save Caleb, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly, holistically, completely followed Yahweh, Jehovah. Also, Jehovah, Yahweh, was angry with me for your sakes, Lamor, saying, thou also shalt not go in thither, Veya, but Yahushua, the son of Nun, who standeth before thee, he shall go in thither, Veya. Encourage him, for he shall cause Yisrael to inherit. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Down, we'll throw them on. vintage of rich hour. Makalito Adawa, love you one and then, love you one and then, love you one and then. Check his water, enemy, give his giving free. Love you one and then, love you one and then, love you one and then. Love you one another, cycle of ancestral, Abuna and Ababa, Maguire soldier. What about the Viper? Love you one another, love you one another. Could be the latest of the night, and in the earliest the morning time. There for your needs, treat them right all the time. One another, love you one another, love you one another. What a vibe for Natalawa, send up a vibe throughout the struggle. Simple help one each other, Instagram, happy nigga. What a power over, devotion and fire. The light I told ya. Love you on the head. Millions of fathoms, peaks of water. From below come the artist lover, busting out of world to conquer. Love you on the head. Love you one another, love you one another, love you one another. In the latest of the night, and in the earliest of morning time, might be there for your need, treat them right all the time.
Moshe, the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Mishnah Torah, the repetition of the law, the Sefer HaDebarim, HaDevarim, some say, properly pointed, HaDebarim, the Sefer HaDebarim. Shalom, Hebrew. First words here as we begin the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Sefer HaDebarim. Sefer Debarim, the book of HaDebarim, the words. Hebrew first words here in Chazak, Chazak, to I fellows, Chavruta, Chavrim, fellow Talmudim of the King of Kings Christ, for the fulfillment of that fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers. Chazak, Chazak, Wanit Chazik, be strong, make I be encouraged here, beginning the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy. We pick up here with Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1. Hebrew first words here. Eileh HaDebarim. Eileh, these HaDebarim. These are the words. These are the words, Chabarim. Eileh HaDebarim Asher Diber Moshe Il Kol Yisrael. Be Eber Hayar Dain Bemidbar Ba Arba Mol Suf Bain Par Paran U Bain Tofel We Laban Wa Hatzerot We Di Zahab. These are the words, Eileh HaDebarim, these are the words which Moshe, Moses spoke to all Israel. Eileh HaDebarim Asher Diber Moshe Il Kol Yisrael. These are the words, Eileh HaDebarim, which Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Araba, over against Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban, and Hazeroth, and Di Zahab. Hebrew first words here as we picked up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Mishnah Torah, repetition of the law, Hebrew first words, Ele hadbarim asher diber Moshe il kol Yisrael, be'eber hayardein, be'midbar ba'araba, Mol suf bein paran u bein tofela we laban we hazarot we di zahab. These are the words. Ele hadibarim. Ele hadibarim. Ele hadibarim. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel beyond Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Araba, over against Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban, and Hazarot, and Di Zahar,
and
Di
Zahar,
and
Di
Zahar,
and
Di
Zahar,
and
Di
Zahar,
and
Di
Zahar,
and
Di
Zahar,
and
Di
Zahar,
and
Di
Zahar,
and
Di
Zahar,
and
Di
Zahar,
and
Di
Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 3. Vesema abwoba let mefesa kadus hadumak. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of Yahweh Buruhu came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Yehuda, in the 13th year of his reign. It also came in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Yehuda, to the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the Bane High Josiah, Nebuch Yehuda, to the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of Yahweh Buduku came to me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. Then said I, Ah, sovereign Yahweh Buduku, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But Yahweh said to me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Yahweh Buduku. Then Yahweh put forth his hand, and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said to me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of Yahweh Buduku came to me, saying, Yeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said Yahweh to me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of Yahweh Buduku came to me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then Yahweh said to me, Out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith Yahweh, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering in of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Yehuda. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching all their wickedness, kafat, who have forsaken me and have burned Isham to other Elohim, and worship the works of their own hand. Now therefore gird up thy loins and arise, and speak to them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, an iron pillar, and brassen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Yehuda, against the princes thereof, against the priests, the Kohen thereof, and against the people of the land. All they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith Yahweh Buduku, to deliver thee. Chapter 2. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith Yahweh Buduku, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousal, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in the Midbar, in the land that was not sown. Yisrael was holiness to Yahweh, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devoured him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith Yahweh. Amen.
Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
Fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain. Neither said they, Where is Yahweh Buduku, that brought us up out of the land of Egypt? that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. The Kohen, the priest, said not, where is Yahweh, Ruku? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith Yahweh Buruku, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Kittim and see, and send to Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Have a nation changed their Elohim, which are yet no Elohim? But my people have changed their glory for that which doeth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith Yahweh, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burnt without inhabitants. Also, the children of Noah and Tapanese have broken the crown of thy head. Hast thou not procured this to thyself, and that thou hast forsaken Yahweh the Elohim, and he led thee by the way? And now, what hast thou to do in the way of Edom, to drink the waters of Sihor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the rivers? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken Yahweh that Elohim Buruku, and that my fear is not in thee, saith Hagea Yahweh Zephaot Buruku. For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidest, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest playing the harlot. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, holy a ripe seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine to me? For though thou wash thee with nitre and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Master Yahweh Buruku. How canst thou say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaim. See thy way in the valley, know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary, traversing her ways, a wild ass used to the wilderness, that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure. And her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidest, there is no hope. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. As a thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, saying to a stock, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back to me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. But where are thy Elohim that thou hast made thee? Let them arise if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy Elohim, O Yehuda.
Chapter
3,
verse 4. Wilt thou not from this time cry to me, my father? Thou art the guide of my youth.
Amen.
bole kalu, ki bole dimsu, ki bole haimu, ki bole ketu mawe haile shalashi, ki bole se et ope, su, ki bole abu jera, elekta himself. Ja! Ja! Safari!
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 42, Matot, and number 43, Masse, Tribes Journeys. From the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, verse 33 through 37, and the Epistle of James, chapter 4, verse 1 through 12. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, Wehabain, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, Lamed Gimel, verse 34, Lamed Dalet, verse 35, Lamed He. Od Shemaitem ki ne'amar la'rishonim lo tishabal la'shakar v'shalem le'yahoa shebuateka wa ani omer lakem lo tishabal kol shebua lo bashemayim ki kiseya Elohim heima v'lo ba'aretz ki hadom raglayu hiya V'lo b'Yerushalayim, ki hiya kiryat melech rab. Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform to Yahuwah thine oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Elohim's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. James chapter 4, part 3. The Rebuke of Worldliness. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Hamilchamot vehamdanim asher b'neikim me'ayin heima halo mitok hataot hamit garot be'ebarekim Atim, mitawim, we ain lakim, tirashu utknau, we haseg, lo, tasigu, taribu, we tilachamu, we ain lakim, mifne shela shaltim, hein shalim atim, we lo yinatin lakim, al asher shaltim, be ra'a, lima'an tipalu, bet awotekim. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts, that war in your members? Ye lust, and have not. Ye kill, and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask, and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with Elohim?
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Elohim. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, Elohim resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to Elohim. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to Elohim, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that thou judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if Yahweh will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Kabor lakalu, kabor ladimtu, kabor lakhailu, Kabarula Ketamawi, Haile Selassie, be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
A long time here tries to understand why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery. Best of jackpot mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no. Blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis. Make me try back and try to understand this. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children. 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem. The only one problem. Israel love them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and harlotry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They're from the East, I ask them. Cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand? Go up on your knees and ask the Most High if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Turn around. Do you hear the sound?
Babylon a hater. Them coulda never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race.
Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in here to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I thought that it was the Saturday. Like, I thought it was like the after the Sabbath. And so my mind was, so of course I kind of came out of, and for a moment, hyperspace, you know, out of arrest. So, you know how one feels, you know, when you wake up and, you know, you got something to do, so you got to kind of like, you know, that groggy, grumpy, whatever. I felt the same thing, but I was like, I've recognized I need to overrule and overcome that. So I go through that, but it's like, it's a stage. This is passing, and I'm causing it to pass. I'm managing it. It's like when Satan was wrestling, or when he was tempting Job, he likens it in the testament of Job to like a wrestler, where Satan keeps testifying that every time he pinned down Job, Job would like be like, yeah, Job is pinned down. But it was like Satan perceived Job was gathering his energy. So it's almost like, somebody pin somebody down, and that person kind of like allows it for a moment. So when the wrestler comes, they slam down their hand like three times. One, two. While that person who's pinned down, they're almost like, it's sometimes you teach in some of the forms of martial arts and discipline and spiritual discipline. It's like you're almost like relaxing your muscle, but your mind is thinking to fire back, like to, but you're relaxing everything, only turning it off to turn it on suddenly. And so Job would flip it on him. And so it was like every time he saw it, like Job would like be like an athlete. He kept calling like Job was like an athlete. You know, it's like, I mean, like he would think like, and he used the wrestling. Satan's the one who introduced him to court, the wrestling scenario. It's like he would pin him down, and it's like the referee's like, one, two, and then we're like, slow down. And then Joe, what? You know, Joe flip it over way before. You know what I mean? It came to it. And I remember reading that, and I don't know if it's being only child or whatever, but there's a lot of mind time and spirit time, so you start to see the word. You start to... The greatest thing, I'll be honest with you, and I pray and hope that others, that all of us are able to do it more and more, is like when you can take like scripture, that which is written, and you can animate it in your mind. You can animate not just in your mind, but your spirit. So you can really look at different ways of this word. Almost like the word you're reading is like a code, and your mind is like a computer. So you're putting that word in there, but sometimes you might have to, you know, redo it or just tweak the settings. And the whole purpose is to which way is this word rightly brings out the picture. In other words, it can't be about you seeking to enforce your opinion on it. That's something I highly, highly stress. And that's difficult because we as people, you know, we have our way of looking at it. But that means sometimes you're coming to preconceived notions. That you don't come to it with preconceived notions, that you have preconceived principles, or there's principles. But the principles are like his righteousness. It's imputed. It's not our righteousness. It's that he has put it in. Like for years, they think people talk about imputation and imputed and all this, all these like religious teachers and scholars. And for years, I didn't think about it until almost recently. It was wild. I kind of knew how to intellectually explain it on a certain level. But then the spirit one day, just being quiet and just looking over things, it was like, you know what imputed mean, right? I'm like, I'm thinking like, sure I do, sure enough. You know, so what does it mean? And I recognized, oh man, I normally have like a good dictionary definition. So what I did is I almost felt the tension, so I just relaxed it. I let it go. Like the Buddha said, like I detached. I was calm. I was like, oh man. But in that calmness, it's like my clarity. It's like that Tai Chi or whatever. And I saw imputed. And I said, you know, maybe it's the spirit was speaking at a certain level to me. And it was speaking. This is when the Bible says his spirit bearing witness of our spirit. So I was in my spirit, my mind, but his mind was like there kind of quietly saying, you know linguistics. Imputed, right? It's imputations. I-M-P-U-T-A-T-I-O-N. So what's another way of looking at that? And so kind of these principles, like sometimes the M is an N in different languages. sometimes the M changes to N, and sometimes, like I was saying, Tammuz and Dimuzi, it's like Dimuzi, like the T goes to D, like they, in Egypt they say Aten, or Aton, and then if you look at it in the Hebrew, it would be Adon, Aden, 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 Eden, Edom, Adon, Adon, you know, Adon, so you have these different words that are related to it. And this is kind of go back to like the Tower of Babel when everything was one, when people would have understood that. Just like what I explained right there, would be able to see all of that, but in spirit was able to rightly see which is the applied meaning here, which one of them properly fits here. It's almost like, you know, puzzle pieces, which one, you don't have to force it to fit it. Boom, there it goes. There it is. But then after the Tower of Babel, you know, the crash of this was like the fragmentation of human consciousness and thought, creating kind of like the background of the world that we so call, you know, this end time world, you know, and this is like the consequence of that act, because you'll see where the Tower of Babel and Pentecost or the upper room had a lot in common. It's almost like, in a sense, some who are Jews and they say they love the Messiah, they say they're in the Gospels, but they don't like Paul. You know, there's some Jews out there who say, yes, I'm a Jew, I like Yeshua. Yeshua is the Messiah, but Paul, we don't know about Paul. Paul is taking it a different way. And so, as I was saying right here about Paul, there was a point, because there's a couple of points kind of, oh, so they don't like Paul, because in their opinion, Paul is, the reason why an Old Testament Jew might be able to receive Yeshua, because he's the Messiah, because they really get into prophecies, they'll see those things that it was fulfilling a prophecy. Oh, but it has to be in the Old Testament. If you really look at it properly, such as a black or a brown Jew, you should be able to receive that. White Jews, I can understand if they're still in the white-minded racism, that they might reject it. If they are somebody about truth, they might learn the truth that Christ is black and Jews are black and so forth and so on, but they might reject it because they're on the racist shit. You know, they are still caught up, you know, they're in that state of mind. You know, or they might receive it like a modern white Jew, like the Jews for Jesus, they might receive it in that sense of have your hand in everybody's pocket. You know, they might kind of receive it like on that kind of level. I'm just being strict for, you know, real. So when I look at the word imputed, getting back to that, I thought it was input. It was imputation. We say imputation, that's a play on words, linguistically speaking. And so when you understand those flip modes, those kind of preferences, some words you write for M, you can write for N. Some words you write for D, you can write for T. You know what I mean? So you have these like a C and a K sometimes. Or a C sometimes has an S sound. A C, the letter C sometimes has a K sound. So how that goes around. And when you study in history and the documentation and evidence of history, you see it in those different ways among different people. And sometimes among the same people, you can see it in a different way. So it makes you think like, wow, I'm just looking at the fossils. How was it in that time? Like, how could they have these different ways they said it? Were they all saying it at one time, or did it kind of go from one thing to the next thing when you study? It's like studying the sociology, linguistically, of the Bible, through the language you find a lot there. But then what's the great miracle? What's the great work in the New Testament, right? Which is almost linked, well, is linked to the Tower of Babel, but in the opposite type, is Pentecost. Pentecost was when all these different Jews, right, Hebrews of all the different nations, came together in the upper room, the Holy Spirit, right, descended upon them, Joel's prophecy, and they spoke, right, like in each other's language. Because they were Hebrews who had different dialects. So this kind of idea that some say that certain words are only or were only, they'll say this is the right way or that's the right way. It all really depends in the true context on who we're speaking about. We had Jews, and you know, the Acts of the Apostles will tell you, you know, all the different nations there, and then later on you'll find there was an Ethiopian official. But you find that Ethiopian wasn't directly named in those lists of nations, of different nations that Jews were already scattered in. So what do you have there? You had Jews like who were Judeans who were at home. It's only today I compare it with the children of the Ethiopians. You had the children of Ethiopians who are in Ethiopia, right? Who might not have left. And some of them who have gone into exile or who have been born into exile or grew up after the time of, like, say, 74, 75, like, during that time in exile. So you had the Jews who were still at home, you know, the home Jews, and then you had the Jews who were in different nations. Like, you have the Ethiopians for the first time, Ethiopia, and Ethiopians, in recorded history, are in a period of exile, and in some sense, you could say, like, a forced kind of a, somewhat involuntary exile, like a forced exile, you know, a circumstantial exile, you know, an exile. So you see even there where Amos 9 and 7 says, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, the children of Israel? And then we look at, it was the children of Israel who first kind of went through these experiences, and then you have the children of the Ethiopians also going through these sort of experiences. That's what was the revelation when I finally did get up to, you know, I said get up to stuff for the TJIF. You know, at first I was still adjusting myself. I was like, oh, it's Thank God it's Friday. I was thinking about the Sabbath. So I had to take that time while I played some music to focus on, okay, what is today? What's the season? So how we go about it? Okay, well, the daily psalm is for the day is, you know, and for this day or the day preceding was 117. Now 117, I already, you know, knew, like, what you can see is one of the shortest psalms. It's actually two verses. You talk about brevity. You talk about briefness. It's very brief. You got two psalms, and it's a call to the goyim. It's a call to the nations. You know, it's a call to the Gentiles. Now, let's ask this right here, because some modern black and brown Hebrew Israelites, or I call them Samaritans. Okay, get that ready. Some Samaritans, right? Some modern-day Samaritans. So one can understand, and I want the Rastaman, you know, and I know Rastafari brothers and sisters to really get eye on this right here. We're talking about the black Hebrew Israelites. We really have to know that history. When we know the history, it really provides even more grace and truth to us as we approach or even deal with the reproaches, right, of those who are like in a sense, like our brother from another mother. Can we say that right there? Our brother from another mother. I like that right there, because that kind of helps to even link with Judah and the Ephraim, because we want to go in on them debunking that, like, Ethiopian's handbit, you know, debunking that, you know, and one way to debunk that and to show that they, according to the mind of the flesh, are going too far. They're going out of the lane, you know, on this anti-Hamite thing, because you have to think about it. If these are the Jews, and not Jews, well, some of them are, but the Israelites, right, and our people, but, you know, we've been scattered under different conditions and circumstances, right? Being I and I people, then it kind of makes sense. Some of these things really do make sense, like the Samaritan link and the 10 spies. So after doing the psalm, you know, because there's a certain basic, like, ordinance, you know, when it says keeping the ordinances, keeping his statutes. So even in our gathering broadcast, we try to keep those basic principles. The basic principles, you know, enter in his courts with thanksgiving, you know. You see that in the psalms. So we begin off with those psalms and music and the music of thanksgiving, you know, as well as the daily psalms. That's why we come with the daily psalms and the daily words that said, whether it's Monday to Friday or whether it's the Sabbath or whether it's the first day, there's certain invocation, you know, to those being gathered at this time. That's what we've been, like, seeking to share. And that's up there. You know, we have some clips. Probably we'll re-record it and kind of redo it, you know, because it's from this cycle. But this cycle is about to... I was looking at the calendar. I was like, man, the calendar needs an update. Because I mean, it's still good. See, here's what's kind of interesting. The Ethiopian part of the calendar, but then we have, like the schedule, like, from September to September. Right, so that kind of wheel and the wheel, that kind of overlap there is, like, very interesting, but it's kind of comforting too, because even, like, we don't have a new calendar, right, since it's a combination of the calendars and the cycle, it's still good. And even though next year for the lunar, we will have to make some adjustments for the date and the time, it is still good in that sense for the solar for every year. So if you have a copy of it, like the calendar book, you're able to still utilize it if you're able to read it and understand it, that, well, the solar is still good. You know, the solar dates, the lunar dates, how they vary. But if you have the Torah portion reading and feeding for the lunar dates, all you need to know is, like, where are we? Like where are we at right now? We're at number what? Okay, boom. So you go to the chart, so you still have the readings. Now, the holy days also move according to the witness to the moon. So that might, you know, ones might need still the 411, iron sharpened iron. You know what I mean? So there is a certain regular mechanic that has to go on. You know, like, even the priest, the Ethiopian priest, in setting the holy days, according to the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, according to the true church and the professing church, there is the movable feast. So you have the fixed feast. So how the Ethiopians articulated the fixed feast and the movable feast. So after getting through the basic ordinance, after getting through the basic statute, or what we know as in Amharic as the Sirat, or the Sirat, the Sirat, right? Or in the Hebrew, we can use the word the Seder. Seder is one word, but also chuk, the chuk, or the chukat, the chukat, or the chukot, in that sense. We say, Beth chukotai, in my statutes, Beth serate, in my ordinances. So there are different ordinances that govern the religious and the spiritual life, you know. So even how we praise, there's a certain principle. There's a certain principle we got to keep, but within that structure, it's like a house. Within the structure, once we build the structure, right, what goes on in the rooms at the times still have an order, but there's also, it's like order and spontaneity. That's the key right there. There's the basic principle of order, and there's also the spontaneity. Because sometimes what happens when you have, like, liturgy and catechumen, you know what I mean? It gets too stiff. It becomes like religion. It can lead to religion in the negative sense that His Majesty warns us about. You know what I'm saying? So, in a sense, there's question and answer, but His Majesty says it's not all about just question and answers, like in the sense of, well, here's 100 question and answers. Now, you can go through something like that as an overview, but you need more. Like He says, more than that is necessary. It's like I was going to do a video on the infallible word of God. What is the infallible word of God? When we say the word of God, are we talking about the Bible? Is the Bible the word of God? Or is it the scripture? Is it a document? Is it a testimony to the word of God? That's the word of God in the sense of it being a testimony. But what is and who is? According to Revelation, right, it speaks about his name. Right? He has a name, and his name is the word of God. And the word of God is Yeshua. But it's Yeshua in spirit and in truth. You know, so there's those, how can I say that, communion aspect that's very, very important. In other words, each one, not just teaching one, but each one reaching the one and being reached by the one and having communion. Each one having communion. You see what I'm saying? Each one having communion with the one. So there was a very important word at the very beginning of this that I didn't even see until we got into it, until we just, you know, open up the mic and just flow with it. But then the Holy Spirit, you know, I trust the Holy Spirit would sustain me, and surely He did in showing me that how the beginning of this Torah portion or this book, Devarim, right? Actually, in the book they have it as DB. Wait, that's interesting right there. You know, they said you know, a lot of people talk about how the Bible has been changed. That one of the Mandela effects is the Bible being changed. And I'm looking right here. And this looks strange right here. If you look right here, what does it say right here? It says, here in the Chumash, it says Devarim. Right? It says Devarim. But usually, they would have Vet. Instead of Vet, Bait. They'll have Vet or Bait. They would have a V instead of a B sound. So true, that could be a later translation. But I'm just thinking about what they call it, the Mandela effect. You know, where there's a lot of people saying how the Bible has been changed. A lot of that is pseudo. I was so happy when that brother, Photo Helix, the YouTuber Photo Helix, the man that he has the big long beard, the white man with the beard. He's like, I'm not trying to call him out his name or nothing like that, but like a ZZ Top. But he cuts that kind of image that we see, you know. Anyway, he was doing some videos on saying like, yo, there's a lot of people going around saying that the Mandela effect is responsible for such and such, but no. That's it, like, I saw it and I was like, wait, because it's saying the Bible hasn't changed. I'm thinking like these people are just beginning to see the Bible changes. And I think what's happening is that people used to preach it, people used to teach on it, and a lot of people used to go to church with their Bible in their hand. But it's not like they were really reading and studying the Bible, but the preacher was giving them sound bites and preaching on these sound bites. So they got these sound bites in their head. And because they got these sound bites in their head, they never looked it up in the Bible. They thought they did, but they really didn't. They wasn't paying attention. You know, most churches, a lot of churches, it's basically, you know, a verse two, a theme, a song and a dance, you know, and, you know, money, you know. let's get to the money. You know, that's what it usually is in most of these poorhouses that they call churches. You know, and they follow each other. It's nothing about no Bible. I mean, they can't justify nothing. All they can do is fool somebody who don't know the Bible, so they can point to things in the Bible. And once you show that, where's that? Then they'd be like, oh, okay. Then they play these Jedi mind tricks. They try to play these mind tricks on you and stuff like that. Where is that other? I had this old Chumash. Another one. I know I put it up since he was able to get a newer. I was surprised that the Solchino folks were still publishing and putting out. So we had gotten a copy a new copy of some of them and also distributed some of them to some of the brothers. Also like to distribute some to some of the sisters. We have to get with that and see how that goes, you know, because they're very good. I would say it's a very good, the Socino books are very good companion studies, you know, because what they are is like the Hebrew and a translation from the, like a Jewish or a modern Judaic translation from the Hebrew. And it matches KJV, but as we, you know, you all might know that we touch on the Psalms. We try to do the, you know, the daily Psalms and at least a brief teaching on the Psalms. The Psalms are very much the key to discipleship. I keep repeating that because it needs to be heard and hopefully received, that the Psalms are the key to discipleship. Well, I look for that. Let me just get this point, the point that was the revelation, the point that was a very beautiful revelation and very appropriate for the time and season, seeing that, what, August 12th? That's what we're at right now, August 12th. We're at August 12th, August 12th, 2016, Gregorian year. So this August 13th, in other words, the time period that we're going into right now is what we can call the Tisha. What is
called the Tisha? Yeah, something's old, something's new, brothers and sisters. We're going to get to the Jah oracles right here in the 10 words. But listen,
ninth of the month of Father, the ninth of the month of the father, because Av, they say Av, but it's Av. But that whole B, bait, or bet, bait, and vet, or bet, vet. So among the European Jews, they introduced some additional vowelizations that were, we don't have evidence of it. I mean, of course, when we look at the Ethiopic and we look at linguistically, when we study in linguistics, it's possible, right, that we or our ancestors may have said, you know, different speakers have different dialects. But we know that it was usually the it was a B sound, not a V sound, right? And that it was a W sound, not a V sound. So we see this whole two Vs, WV, you know, not even to get into Volkswagen right there, but we see this ZV thing, you know, right there with the Hebrew. So we make that nuance. Sometimes we will, you know, still bring it forward with the common pronunciation, you know, or the common Jewish pronunciation, just to give our people, and so we'll have a familiarity with what is said right now, but in the more expanded teachings, you know, and reasonings, we seek to get into, okay, here it goes right here. Wow. That's how it is sometimes. Sometimes you have to go, and when you're searching someplace, you might have to go over that place twice. I noticed that. So a lot of people saying that the Mandela effect has affected, right, has affected the Bibles. Now, what does this have to do with Devarim, the fifth book? Right here. Well, it has a whole lot to do with Devarim right here, because the words. What about the words? You're speaking about the words. Give thanks. It's Friday. I give thanks for the podcast, the broadcast. You know, and there's those challenges, but I give thanks for Jah being with I and I and guiding I and I. Okay, actually, this is another book right here. I got to find where we had put the... Oh, that's probably why we can't find it, because the cover, the spine of the book came off. So it could be somewhere, but we're not recognizing it because you got some stacks of books right here. Because this is important, because if we could put it in the record right here, and if ones can pick up on it and, you know, we can bring it out so these ones have access to it, I really look forward to the testimonies and the feed forward of the other brothers and sisters on these matters. So this Torah, right, this Torah portion begins a new book. It begins the fifth book, the fifth and the final book. So it is also here that we are fulfilling actually our, this year, this cycle, right, this cycle of Torah portion reading and feeding. So we are fulfilling this cycle right here. Okay, I'm still looking at Sleeka, because I like to just check to see whether it was Devarim or Devarim. I know that many say Devarim, but I'm looking in this new copy of the Chumash, the Torah, the Synagogue Torah. And a Synagogue Torah is basically a book that has the Torah portion, reading and feedings, as we have them in a chart, but they actually are in one book. So in the synagogue, this will be used from Sabbath to Sabbath and also for certain holy days as a liturgy book. As we mentioned before, the Torah is for, we could say, the Old Testament, or for the, as the foundation, it is
the Kaddish, or from it comes the Kaddish, or the holy, right? What we know as the holy or as the liturgy, right? Our liturgy. Now, how does that compare, how does that contrast with what we'll call the Messianic liturgy, or the liturgy of the EOTC, right? The true church and the professing church. We're putting this out as some of the possible follow-ups, you know, to be studied on in more detail, you know, some of the possible follow-ups here to be studied in more detail. But this Torah portion, I'm going to let off on the search. You could tell, brothers and sisters, because I'm kind of walking around from here to there where we got some, I call it like book depots, certain books that I and I use regularly in these studies, especially to kind of reference, you know, to sharpen I and I own sword, but also to, you know, give the eye of them, you know, the stone so you can sharpen your swords as well. So in some of these books here and there, I just have been looking for this one book, but this one book, no doubt, it's probably in an obvious place, but it's not a necessity. It's not a must nor a necessity that I find the book right now. Probably what will happen is after I really start to bring this out and share this with the eye, you know, John will clarify and I vision, and I will see where what we are looking for is at. That's why I could really understand Yeshua Rabboni's parable, you know, where he gave the Mishle, the Mashal, you know, about the woman. Remember the woman who had the lost coin, and she was looking up and down for this lost coin. I remember when I read it, I think I read it one of the first times, and the woman had a coin, the coin was lost, she finds the coin, I'm just giving like this a summary of it, she finds the coin, and she's so happy, like she has a party and everything. It just seems like she has a virtual party for all her neighbors and everything, and it's curious because she says to the neighbors when she put out the word to invite, the invitation, she says, rejoice with me because, you know, the coin that she had lost, that she has found the coin that she has lost. You know, I remember reading it, and I'm like, you know, like in the religious, you know, when you have that religious mind, you're like, okay, yes, Lord. You know, yay, amen. You know, you receive it, you accept it. But then I think as I went over it a few times, because that's one of the parables. The parables are also, next to the Psalms, are very, very important, you know, as some of the principal keys, you know, some of the keys for I and we. You know, so as a parable, I read it, and I went over it again and studied. And then I began to ask questions. And, well, all right, since we're supposed to ask Adonai, you know, Adonai anything, you know what I mean? You know, like our Lord, you know, our big brother, you know what I mean? And in wisdom, you know, in the spirit of wisdom, of chokmah, you know, to ask. Because sometimes we don't get the answer because we don't ask. You might think, oh, I don't want to be irreligious. But it's sometimes not even about being irreligious. It's just being proper to really seek out, you know. So, because somebody thinks, oh, this kind of question is not a good question, and you shouldn't ask that question. I don't want to share that because in my own experience, it's like with this parable, I had to ask, okay, why did he, I mean, why was this so important? About a woman losing a coin, she finds a coin, and how is the kingdom of heaven related to this? You know, it was when that curiosity of, okay, I get it, but I really don't get it. You know, explain this to me, Adonai. You know, explain this to me, Lord. You know, John, I need to know, like, why is this so important that your son would share, like, some of the parables, like, some areas of Scripture. We look at some of the laws, and some of the areas of Scripture are very, it's, like, very overt and very obvious. It's kind of very clear, you know, why this or that is there. Like, some of the commandments, we talked about the statutes before. Some of the statutes and some of the ordinances are very clear. I mean, you can understand, like, yes, this is what's right, that's not what's right. You know, some things are, like, moral and overt, and some of them are obvious, the statutes. But then there are some statutes that we're called to keep, and they're not so clear. Some of them might even seem illogical, like when we're talking about the Parah Aduma, right, the red heifer, the statute of the red heifer, right, while other statutes, you know what I mean, or ordinances are a little more straightforward. You know, the sense of it, we can say, okay, I get the sense. Others, they cause us to ask. They cause us to think and to meditate and to begin to seek. That's what that word seek, that's the sense of that word seek, begin to seek. You know, seek, ask, seek, and knock. So the second stage is seeking, the first is ask. So I ask, why was that so significant? right? And as I'm looking for this other book, this other copy of the Chumash, it's kind of very curious. Sometimes when you're looking for something, you don't find it then, and you find it later on, you're like, wait. You know, so not even to bug out or nothing like that. I give thanks. So Devarim, let's go into this Devarim. It says, Eleha Devarim. All right, these are the words. All right, the first verse of the first chapter of Deuteronomy. These are the words. Eleha Devarim. These are the words which Moshe spoke to all Israel beyond Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Araba, over against Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban, and Hazaroth, and the Zahav. Now these are the words. All right, this is the beginning. This is the beginning of the 12 points. Here we get our groundation. These are the words. Now as I began to, you know, refer to the Chumash, because there's some various references. We have our Schofield, right? The Schofield is like our groundational reference, and hopefully we'll be able to bring that out even as the reminder, some of the first words for the after the Shabbat. So I look forward to recording this actually after the TJIF, Thank God Friday, because the revelation of how the reference, the point of reference, Devarim, and the fuller context, these are the words, or Eleha Devarim, the references to all the ordinances that are contained in this book, right, this fifth book, beginning with what is known as the Ten Commandments, or the Asaret HaDevarim, the Ten Words, or the Decalogue, the commandment. Now, some of these have been previously recorded in other books of the Torah, because we've gone through Bereshit, Genesis, Shemot, Exodus, Vayikra, Leviticus, Bamidbar, Numbers, and here we are in Devarim, right? Devarim, or the words or the oracles. So the words are the words in the sense and in the context of the oracles. Now, see, this is very important for us. You know, we'll go through this, and I'm not sure of how deep or how long the revelation and the spirit will have I and I meditate on this, but we're sharing for I and I meditations, and hopefully it can be as, like, you know, iron sharpens iron, and also a guide to the I them, and the I's I liberations. The I liberation, the liberations, the one's liberation, the one's meditations, one's meditations. So these are the words, right? So these are the words, because this is a very intense, you know, time. There's enough that's compacted here, and touching on the items in this season, even before even getting into the details or the summary of this first Torah portion in the book of Deuteronomy in Devarim, we're first of all focusing on the intro idea, the hasab, right, the counting, the reckoning, and then we're looking at, well, what time are we in right here? We're in the Shabbat Chazon. Shabbat Chazon is the Sabbath of the vision, and how that's connected with the Tisha B'Av, right? The Tisha B'Av, or the ninth of the fifth month of Av, the fifth month of Av, the father, Menachem Av, Menachem, Menacham. That connection that we have also with Zechariah 8 and, was that 14? Was it 8 and 14? It was either 8 and 14 or 8 and 19. We have to get our scripture because we just have the Chumash right here. So this is a couple of first words and kind of regurgitating, chewing the cut. That's what we call chewing the cut. And we recommend the item also, like if after the reasonings or whatnot, the eye is still like up and awakeful, and you might have reasoning in the eye themselves. You have recorders on your phones. All right, take a little time and just reason. When I'm reasoning right here as I'm recording, as you'll be hearing, I'm talking to the item. Even though at the time that I'm talking to the item, I'm talking in the prophetical mind, right, in that future that I'm already looking to the time, hopefully, God willing, where this can be heard and you can be listening to it. But at the time I'm recording it, I'm just seated up right here. You know what I mean? Like in this first room, this front room over here. You know, I mean, we're in these booths, these sukkahs, right? Sukkot. The sukkah, we're already in these sukkot, these temporary dwellings, these booths, as it were. Not in the march, but in the wandering. We're still in this season of wandering, even for many of I and I and we. And while we still are out here in the West in this condition, until we bring it together so we can go forward on the march. Because that's connected to the Tisha B'Av, right, from Aharon dying, right, from Aharon dying in the Midbar, in the wilderness of the book of Numbers, we see that change from the wilderness wandering to the march, right, Israel on the march. And when they was going in the wilderness, right, before they went into the wilderness was part of a judgment because of the 10 spies. And that's nearly like 40-something years earlier. I want you to key that right there, 40-something years earlier. In connection to this season, there's a half an hour space in that 41 years. So what, 1974, 75 to the present time, 2016, we have that 41 years, that half an hour space. I also, we're seeing this season that we're in to be very prophetic. Right, and not to overhype, you know, anything and get into what a lot of others and some suits saying and this and that, but just to bring out what the word says and what that small still voice is saying to I and I, what his spirit, his mind, HaMoshiach, consciousness, the mindfulness is testifying to I and I concerning this word to share with our brothers and sisters. Right, because each one teach one, because this is what the narrative is even speaking of. Right, but now let's just go over this right here, and we're going to move forward and probably go over this, some of the basic elements here, because we need to, like I said, chew the cud. I need to refine on this, because as we refine on this, for example, let me go forward right here. It says that this right here, the reference, Ele Hadabarim, these are the words, Dabarim, Hadabarim, Ele Hadabarim, Ele Hadabarim. The reference is to all the ordinances contained in this book, beginning with the Ten Commandments. Keep that in mind, the Ten Commandments. So on the TJIF, for the eve, you know, the sabbatical eve and the Shabbat Chazon, right, the eve of the Shabbat Chazon, we touched on some of the basic historical and prophetic elements and also how that connects with the narrative that we have in Devarim, and also, right, glimpses into the Rhema, or the right now word, right, the Ahununu word, right, the Rhema word, or the right now word as it applies to us in this particular time, 2016, in seeing the vision, because the Shabbat is the Shabbat Chazon, and the Shabbat Chazon and Devarim, right, they go together, right, within the Shana, within the revolution, within the Moedim and the appointed readings, and in keeping the Sabbath, remembering the Shabbat, HaShabbat, to keep it Kadosh, to keep it set apart. And what better way to keep it set apart but to read and study and to meditate, right, on his holy words, right, his holy oracles, as it is written, right, as it is written. Amen? Amen. So now we have His Majesty, our Father, right, Menachem Av, right, Menachem Av, right, I and I, Abba and Father, saying even in the Lutheran interview, right, the Oswald Hoffman, right, when he asked about the written words, right, in fact, I think we have, are we able to bring this out? Where's that book? So we can get the actual quote. But His Majesty speaks about the Ten Commandments fulfilling. You all heard it. We'll play it again and again, right? Love to hear His Majesty's voice and love to refine those first principles. You see, those are the first principles. Because it says, princes shall come out of Egypt. See, the princes that will come out of Hamitzrayim, according to those principles, especially in this, the prophetic fulfillment. So it's interesting because in Devarim, there's a beginning with the Ten Commandments, right, the repetition of the law. If we go a little bit forward, right, some of these ordinances, right, the chukot, right, the chukotai, the chukot, the sarat, right, the ordinances, like with the liturgy, for example, you know, the kedase, right, that's the ordinances. They govern the religious or the spiritual practices of the holy community. Some of these have been previously recorded in other books of HaTorah, like the other books we've mentioned, we're here at the fifth, and are now repeated, according to the HSV, Haile Selassie version. This book is known as the Orit Zedagim. The Orit is the Ethiopic Torah. So we're going to begin also to utilize that more, the Orit. So you say in the Orit, we're saying in the Torah. Torah come from the Araya, when we get into the etymology, the Afro-Shemitic etymology as we move forward. But some of these have been previously recorded in other books of HaTorah and are now repeated for the benefit of the new generation. So there's a new generation here in the narrative in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, as we begin this Torah portion here for the 44th, the RSS number 44, right? Devarim, the words, right? Or these are the words, right? Which words? The Ten Commandments. What does Abba Father say in that advice? In his advice to young people, in his advice to a new generation,
This is why the word says that he is the same today, yesterday, and forever. So we see even in that revelation, even in that visitation, right, in the person of Edomawi Haile Selassie, right, in the person of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, right, in the person of the King of Kings of Ethiopia, the elect of the power, the elect of Egeziabihar, Lotus Sabhai, one and the same. He's speaking to a new generation, even to I and I and we as Rastafari, as a new generation. He's speaking to us as a new generation. The Bahrain is also speaking to what? A new generation. Why is there a new generation? How is it a new generation? Well, after those 40 years. 40 years. So we have to understand the significance of time and judgment, right? The significance of time and judgment, right? So there's a new generation. This is being repeated, right? Deuteronomy, repetition of the nomos, repetition of the law, or rit zedagim, is being repeated for the benefit, right? So the words, debarim, is being zedagim, repeated for the benefit, right? For the baraka, the barakat, the blessing, the barake, the blessing, right, of the new, the adis tulid, the hadis tulid, the new generation, which was to enter the Afro-Canaanite land, right, the Canaan. All right, so others are repeated zedagim, because of additional details and points of elucidation. So this gives us the context of all the study. There are additional details. We know that the beginning here is the Ten Commandments. So there's a significance here at Deuteronomy to the study of the Ten Commandments. Aina Abba Father, Abba Tachin, Kamawi Haile Selassie, he also is speaking to the new generation, advice to the new generation. We have that in the Lutheran interview where Oswald Hoffman has asked about his advice to the new generation or the young people. And it was to fulfill the Ten Commandments. So here we have the Ethiopian Hebrew, the Christian, some can say, the Messianic King of Kings, speaking about his advice to young people to fulfill the Ten Commandments. He says, you know what the Ten Commandments are. You may elaborate on them. So we must repeat because of additional details and attention to details and also points of elucidation, right? Points to illuminate, to give more light on. But also it must be noted that there are some commandments which are reported here, right? Nothing of the commandments came out first here, but they're being reported here for the first time. Those are the ones such as relating to divorce, such as Levirate marriage, etc., was at Tarefa. Now, although these two had been received by Moses, either on Sinai, right, or Sinai, or in the tent of meeting, right, or in the tent, right, of meeting. During the first year, right, or the tent of the meeting, the Moed, right, the appointed times, right, the tabernacle, the tent of the appointed times. That links also with the theme of Selassie and the chapel and the holy place, right? During the first year after the departure from Egypt, Hamit Raim. So the information here is covering this 40 years, giving a summary to a new generation. So this is very important for I and we, who are also poised, right, on the entering of the Afro-Canaanite land even right now. So this is the Rhema, the Ahununu, the right now, as it is here and now also in its app and application. So now this explains the absence from the entire book of the usual formula. So there's a formula that is missing from the book. What is that formula? And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, or the formula of command the children of Israel. We don't find that here, right? That is missing. That's an absence from the entire book, that those two type of formulas, right, based on what the context of the Dabarim, or what are the context of the oracle, right, the oracle. What is Jah's oracle? The Dabarim is Jah's oracle, as intimated, right, in verses 5 and also in 4 and 44. The main part of the book, once again circling around to the main part, begins with the Ten Commandments, and we begin with advice of His Majesty to young people. Now, what precedes is an introduction in which Moses admonished, gave a rebuke, a soft rebuke, but he admonished and warned the people and recalled Ha Elohim's mercy, His mercy toward them, and His mercy endures forever and ever. Amen. All right, now the Tisha B'Av, remember, for us, right, is for joy and for gladness, for the Beta Yehuda, right, for the house of Judah, right, for the house of the children, the faithful children of the Ethiopians. This is to be a time of gladness, rejoicing, and cheerful feast. Aro, amen.
Tisha B'Av Sameach, Sameach, Tisha B'Av Sameach. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. Lehitzerot, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom.
It's my yod.
And for the youths, and for the youths, the oracle of His Majesty, His advice to young people, His advice to all, right here, here, here.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
You feel, Your Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the reign of life.
Let's look away the voice. Let's look away the voice. Let's look away the voice. Let's look away the
Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Waketh but in vain. Waketh but in vain. Waketh but in vain. Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, build the house, build the house, build the house, build the house. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman, the watchman, but in vain, 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 but in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain, but in vain, but in vain, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, the bread of sorrows, the bread of sorrows. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep, sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed.
They shall not be ashamed.
They shall not be ashamed.
Speak with the enemy.
Speak with the enemy.
He's in the gate.
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 Who have left very important words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nations, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went through all the different nations and became the dispersing of the diaspora. And the coming together now is very, very important, and it must be sincere and genuine. For as even the Old Testament said, with those who have grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the seed of Israel. Blessed Lord.
Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain. Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain. Psalm 127. Psalm CXXVII. Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain. Shir Hama'ilota Lishlomo. A song of ascents, a song of degrees. Shir Hama'ilot Lishlomo of Solomon. Lishlomo. Shir Hama'ilota Lishlomo. Im Yahuwah lo yivneh bayit shaw amlu avonayo bo. Im Yahuwah lo yishmar ir shaw shakada shomer. Except Jehovah build the house. Im Yahuwah lo yivneh bayit. Except Jehovah build a house. Im Yahuwah lo yivneh bayit. Shaw amulua bonayo bo. They labor in vain that build it. Shaw amulu bonayo bo. Im Yahuwah lo yishmar ir. Except Jehovah keep the city. Im Yahuwah lo yishmar ir. Shaw shakad shomer. The watchman waketh but in vain. Shaw shakar shomer. Shaw lachema mashkimei kuma me achre shaveta okleya lachema ha itzavi. Kem yitena ledidoshena. It is vain for you that ye that y'all rise early. Shaw lachema mashkimei kum and sit up late me achre shaveta. Ye y'all that eat the bread of toil okleya lachema ha itzavi. So he giveth Cain Yitain to his beloved Ledido in sleep, Shena. Cain Yitaina Ledido Shena. Hine Nachalata Yahuwah Bani. Sakar Puri Yahabaten. Lo, look. Hine Nachalata heritage Yahuwah of Jehovah Banim. Lo, children are a heritage of Jehovah. Hine Nachalata Yahuwah Banim. Sakar pri habaten. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Sakar, reward, pri, fruit habaten of the womb. Sakar pri habaten. Kachitzima biyad gibor. Kena b'nei hana urim. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man. Kachitzim. As arrows. Kachitzim. Biyad gibor. In the yad, the hand of the gibor. In the hand of a mighty man. Cain, so, b'nei hana'orim, so are the children of one's youth. K'chitzima b'yad gibor, Cain b'nei hana'orim, ash'rei ha'gever asher mile, eta ash'patoa mehem, lo yevoshu, ki yayitad ru'eto evima b'sha'ar, happy ash'rei is the man, ash'rei ha'gever, happy is the gever, is the man. Ashrei ha-gever, asher milei, that is full, that hath his quiver full of them. Ashrei ha-gever, asher milei, eta asher patoa mehem. They shall not be put to shame. Lo yevoshu. when they speak, ki yadabru, ki yadabru, when they speak, ki yadabru etoivim abashar, when they speak with their enemies, etoivim, in the gate, bashar, mizmor kof kaf zain. Shir ha-ma'ilota li-shlomo. Ima Yehuwa loa yivne bayit. Shau amulua banayo bo. Im Yehuwa loa yishmar ir. Shau ha-shakada shomer. Shau lachema ma-shakime yekuma. Me-achre shevet. Okle lachema ha-itzavim. Ken yiten lididot shena. Hine nachlata Yehuwa banim. Sakar pri ha-baten. Kuchitzim be Yad Gibor, Kena Bnei Hanna Ori, Ashre HaGever, Asher Mile, Eta Ashpatoa Mehem, Lo Yevoshu, Ki Yidabru Eto Ibim Bashar, 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 Bashar,
Selassie is a master, yeah, for the enemies I can found it. It's really
Your love is a everything takes time. I'm gonna testify. I'm gonna testify. What Jah has done for I said I'm gonna.
Endure.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm. Psalm Kof, Kaf, Zain. Kof, Kaf, some say Kaf. Kof, Kaf, Zain. Psalm 127. Psalm CXXVII. Theme, Elohim's help. Elohim's help, essential. A generally accepted view is that the psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain, it consists of two independent fragments, but a connection of thought is not far to seek and find. Although its teaching, the teaching of today's daily psalm, the Kof Kaf Zain Mizmor, Psalm 127, is general, much point is added if it mirrors the conditions in the age and the time of Nehemiah. It was a period of reconstruction, of rebuilding, even regathering. Houses were being rebuilt. Measures taken for guarding the cities. Much labor was being expended in various directions. But human planning and effort need to be supplemented, and even, we would say, even strengthened and undergirded by Elohim and his Baraka, by Jah's blessing, if they were and are to endure. In addition to these tasks of rebuilding, the country had to have a much larger population. This is another theme of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain. In addition to these tasks of rebuilding, the country, the promised land, the country had and must have a much larger population if the future was to be assured. Now, in this respect, too, Jah's favor, Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the excellent Ab, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's favor, was and is indispensable since offspring is a gift. Children are a gift. Offspring is a gift from him, from he who be who he be, his divine majesty, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain, Shir HaMa'ilot, 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 Li Shlomo, of Solomon. For Solomon. Now, there's the two main parts of today's daily psalm. Before we ride up, we have the first two verses. Now, note this, that the superscription identifies this as an ascension psalm, a song of degrees. Hama'elot, 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 the Aliyah, the Elot, a shir of going up, even of repatching, returning to the promised land. Shir Hama'elot. Li Shlomo, of Solomon. The first section opening here, verses 1 and 2, man's work is futile, is vain without Elohim. Man's work is vain and it's even done in vain without Elohim, without Jah's guidance and his protection. So here we have the first two opening verses right here that speak to man's work futile without Elohim. And then we have verses 3 to 5, the baraka, the blessing, the barakat of children, the barakat, the blessing of children. And in the Hebraic context, the fact that children are a gift, says that children are a gift right? Translated as children are heritage. Children are the given of he who be, who he be is divine majesty. So we have today's daily psalm, Shir HaMe'ilot Lishlomo. Ima Yehovah Lo Yivneh Bayit. Lo Yivneh Bayit. Song of Ascents of Solomon, except he who be who he be builds a house. Ima Yehovah Lo Yivneh. Lo Yivneh. Lo Yivneh Bayit. Lo Yivneh Bayit. Lo Yivneh Bayit. Except he Bana Bana Bana. Yibneh, Yibneh Bayit. If he does not, right, if he does not build the house, if he does not build the house, Shau, Shau, or Shav, Shav, some would say, Shav, Amalu, Shav, Amalu, Bo Neyo Bow, Bo Neyo Bow, Bo Neyo Bow. If he does not, then they labor, those who labor, right, those who labor will labor in vain. If he does not, Im Yehovah lo yivneh bayit, shau or shava amlu bonai o bow. Im Yehovah lo yishmara ir, shava shava shakad shomer. Except he who be who he be keep the city, except he guard the city, except he keep the city. The watchman waketh but in vain. The watchman waketh but in vain. So here we have this first verse, the foundational verse here. After the superscription, the Shir HaMe'ilot, Lishlomo, Lishlomo. Im Yehovah, Im Yehovah, Lo Yibneh Bayit, Shaua Amlua, Bonai Obo. Im Yehovah lo yishmar ir shawa shava shawa shakad shomer shawa shawa. We pointed at shaw, some of the Yehudi pointed at shav, shav. I say shav, vain, shav. More properly, shaw, shaw, shava. Right, shava, shav, shaw. Shau vain, shawa, shava, vain, shava, lakem, masha, kimei, akum, mash, kimei, kum, it is vain for you to rise up early, me, ahare, shevet, okle, lachem, ha, es, avim, kena, yitena, li, edido, shena, Li dido shana, kain, itain, kain, itain, for so he giveth. Li adito, li dido, li dido, li dido, li yedido, for his beloved. Li for yedido, li adido, shana, shana, he giveth his beloved sleep. It is vain for you that ye all rise early. That you'll rise early. Shava lakem, shav lakem, shau lakem, shau lakem, shav lakem. It's vain for your shav lakem. Masha, masha kimei kum, mash kimei kum. That you rise up early. Me achrei shevet, me achrei shevet, 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 shevet. We have that you sit up late. Okalei alechem, ha, it's avim. Kena yitena lidido shena 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 shena. This psalm, Judaically, with the superscription of Solomon, Li Shlomo, Li Shlomo. The Judaic commentators do not understand this as indicating his authorship of the psalm. They take it to mean that this is concerning, Judaically, Hebraically speaking, Li Shlomo, concerning Solomon, as the builder of the Beit HaMikdash, the Hekal, the temple. And the interpretation of the house, when he's speaking about the house, except he who be who he be, build the house. Imi, imi hoa, imi hoa, lo yivneh bayit, lo yivneh bayit, imi hoa, except Jehovah, Yahuwah, except he who be who he be, except Adonai. If, see, the thing is, if Trent says accept is if he who be who he be. Im Yahuwah, im Yahuwah, if im Yahuwah, lo yivneh, lo yivneh, bayit, the house, the bayit, the bait, the bayit, the house as a sanctuary. This is probably responsible for the addition, they say, of the words in the title. Now, in the Royal Amharic, and also when we look at the Septuagint, if we just go over the Septuagint right here as well, the Lishlomo part, is strictly the Judaic, Hebraic. So just take note right here. But what we have here is an ode of the steps, an ode of going up, even in the sense of returning to the land, the Aliyah, the Shir Hama'ilot, 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 the Aliyah, Hama'ilot, Hama'ilot, Lishlomo of Solomon. Except he who be, we be, build the bayit. Some interpret this as not just the house, but except he build a house, the principal. Except he build a house. Im Yehova lo yibneh bayit. Not just the house, but a house. There's no definite article in the Hebrew right here. It doesn't say habayit, habayit. It says bayit, bayit. The bayit or the bait. We say the bait, bayit, bayit, contracted as bait, tightened up as bait. So in the archaic, the old, bayit, contracted, tightened up, bait. So imi hoa lo yibneh bayit. It is better to give the word a general connotation, unless he build anything, unless he build any structure, unless he build any house. What is a house? Unless he build a house. They that labor in vain. Shawa amalu bo bonayo, bonayo bau, bonayo bau. They labor, they weary themselves. The Hebrew verb means to toil until one is tired. Amalu, amalu, shawa amalu bonayo bau. Onayo bow, onayo bow. They labor, they wear themselves out. Imi hoa, except, or if he who be who he be. Imi hoa, except Yehoah. Imi Yehoah, except he who be who he be. Unless, if he who be who he be, lo does not yishmar ir, yishmar lo yishmar, lo yishmar ir, lo not. Ishmar, to guard, to hedge about, to protect, ear, the ear, the ear, the ear, the ear, the ear, here as ear, the city, the earu, ayeru, loa, ishmar, ear, shawa, shawa, shakada, shomer, except the city, there being no definite article, so we have, unless he guard any city, any conscience, any city, right, waketh. Waketh, it says the watchman waketh. In other words, he keepeth watch. He waketh, keepeth watch in vain. This is a groundational here in these first two verses. Just look at these first two verses. The second part is the baraka, the blessing of children. The blessing of children. Children are an heritage, is a translation here. A heritage, a reward, a gift. That which is given of the sustainer of the goods, the generous Av of he who be, who he be. Shavlakem, shavlakem, mashakimeya kum, me'achreya shevet, okaleya lechem, ha itzarim, keina yitena lidido ashena. It is vain for you that y'all rise early and sit up late, y'all that eat the bread of toil. See, the bread of what? The bread of toil, the lechem. The lechem, ha-itzarim. The lechem, ha-itzarim. It's interesting here, the food that's gained by the hard work, rising up early and sitting up late, these going together. After referring to the fact that Jah's help, that he who be who he be's help, guidance, protection is essential in civic affairs. The psalmist in I and I here holds that the same truth applies to the affairs of the individual, I and I, the individual, indivisible, dual, the citizens. Even the most industrious who begin their day's toil early in the morning and continue it into the late evening labor in vain without his aid, without his guidance and protection. The bread of toil, the food gained by hard work, the lechem ha-itzavim. So he giveth kain yitain, lidido shena, so he giveth. Cain yitain. Possibly the Cain, some say, does not so much signify so, but what is right, what is suitable. Cain, in that context of the Cain. Not Cain in the Hebraic sense of so, like therefore so, but in the sense of what is right, what is appropriate, what is suitable. Cain yitain. So the translation was, what is due, he giveth. What is right, what is proper, he giveth. Cain yitain. Lidido shena. Now the teaching here, give us the teaching of his divine majesty, he who be, we be, is that Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, that Jah, provides for those who gain his favor even when they are not engaged in their work. They still get favor and grace because Cain yitain, what is due, what is right, what is suitable, yitain, Cain yitain, as during the time of sleep or rest. Not that they may be idle. Not speaking about idleness, but they are freed from the anxiety. This is the key. The freeness from the anxiety. They will not lack. See, there's an anxiety that comes, right? And they are freed from the anxiety. They will not lack the necessities of life because Cain yitain, what is right, what is suitable, what's appropriate, yitain, lididdo, for his beloved, libido, shena, rest for his beloved. Lo, look. Children, all right? Children are an heritage. Now, here we come into the next section of today's daily song. This section right here, verses 3 to 5, is the baraka, the blessing of children. It says, Hine, nachalata yawah, banim, sakara, Perei ha-baten. Behold, sons. More in the direct Hebraic context here. Hine, nachlat Yahuwah, banim. Point here has banim, some point has binim. We see banim here. It says sakar pri, ha-baten. Sakar, or some say sakhar, pari, fruit. The fruit, the reward, the result. Children are a nachalat. It says in the Hebrew, nachalat. Interesting, nachalat, a heritage, nachalat. And that children are a gift. Bamarinya, the royal and hoggets, sitota, that which is given, a gift, bestowed by the grace of Ekeziah, is sustained under good, excellent Av, is a characteristic teaching of the scripture of Jah Bible. Now let's note the word here. It says not blessing, but that they are a heritage, that they are that given, the gift, that which is given. Hence the statement, and Elohim healeth Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bore children. Ki Yahuwah, for he who be who he be, had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech. We have in Genesis 20 and 17. And the retort of Yaakov, remember Jacob? Am I in Elohim's stead? Who hath withheld from thee, I, the fruit of the womb, the fruit of the matrix, to Rachel, to Rachel's complaint? Give me children, or else I die, in Genesis 30 and 1. Now the Rambam, the Rebbeinat, the rabbis declare that a child has three parents. Right, the ancient sages declare that a child has three parents. Count them. They have Exiavia, the sustainer, Yahweh, he who be who he be. They have Ha-Elohim in addition to father and mother. Children. Hine, nachalata Yahuwah, banim, sakara pri yahabaten. Children, banim. The Hebrew term can denote sons, usually directly sons, or in a general interpretive sense, children, but more specifically, sons. In view of the comparison with arrows, in the next verse, the intention is doubtless sons in this context, the banim, who alone could and would and are called upon to defend their their father. But the parallelism, fruit of the womb, we have the fruit of the womb. Sakara pri habaten. Pri, fruit, habaten. The fruit of the womb. This also indicates that daughters are not excluded, since the phrase must mean, in its totality, children. Now we have this word of reward. Reward. Reward here, we have Psalm CXXVIII and 4. We have Psalm 128 and 4. Behold, surely thus shall the man be blessed. Note that. Shall the man be blessed by he who be who he be. The children, children are that heritage. Children are that gift which Jah has given for that man to be barakah, or blessed in this context here. So we have reward, that connection of the reward. But here in verse 4, the dilate verse, k'chitzim, like arrows, biyad gibor, in the hands of a warrior, in the hands of a mighty man, arrows, as arrows in the hand of a mighty man, biyad gibor. K'chitzim, b'yad gibor, k'en b'nei ha-ne'orim. So are the sons, k'en b'nei ha-ne'orim, sons of the youth, right? The sons of the youths. Interesting the context here, but it says, as arrows, k'chitzim. The chitzim, k'chitzim, like arrows, as a protection against attackers. A mighty man, the hand, the yad, gibor, the gibor. The gibor is the warrior. The gibor, Hebraically, is the mighty man. So are children of one's youth. Cain, b'nei ha-ne'orim, or the sons of the young ones. It says, Cain, b'nei ha-ne'orim. So there's one reading as in that sense, but using the translative sense, there's a singular. But here we have the context and the idea of children of one's youth, or children of the youth, born while the father was still young, so that when grown to manhood, they are able to safeguard his interest in his old age. And here, the fifth verse, the fulfillment verse right here. Here, the hey verse. Ashrei, hagever, ashrei, happy, hagever, happy is the gever, happy is the man. Here using the term man. So when we say in Hebrew, when it says man in translation, we say, well, what kind of man? You know, what's the context? Here we have the hagever, the geber. Right? There we had in the previous verse the gibor, the mighty man, the warrior. Here we have ashrei, happy, ashrei, the happiness of the gever. Ashrei ha-gever, asher, mileya eta, ashpato, mehem, lo, yevoshu. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be put to shame. Lo, yevoshu, You will not be abashed. You will not be put to shame. Ki yedavru. Ki yedavru. Eta oivim. Ba sha'ar. In the sha'ar, in the gates. When they speak with their enemies. With the enemies, in the context here, the oivim. It says, ki yedavru. Ki yedavru et oivim ba sha'ar, in the gates. His quiver, and has his quiver. Continuing the simile of children as arrows, as the chitzim. They shall not, vis-a-vis the fathers who have many grown-up sons, the context here. The plural may also indicate the father being surrounded by his sons, or even in the context of the teacher by the students, contextually speaking, as we are sons, even through Yeshua HaNotri, I, Adonai, yes, I, Rastafari. So speak with the enemies. Defend the cause in a matter under disputes. When justice was not impartially administered, the presence of those stalwart sons by the side of their father, even I and I, by the side of I and I, Abba and Father, to uphold his interests, would impress the judges in the gate. Here we have also more on this in Psalm 69 and 13. Lawsuits were heard there. We have this in Deuteronomy 21 and 19. Now, it's less probable in the interest and in interpretation that actual warfare in this sense is intended. It's less probable in the interpretation that warfare actual is intended. Although the word gates is employed also, be it noted, in such connection. We have Genesis 22 and 17, Chabarim, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Mizmor, Kof, Kaf, Zain, Psalm 127. Ashrei ha-gever ashera mileya eta ashapato meyehema lo yevoshu kia yidavru eta oivim bashar
Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain to build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Waketh, but in vain. Waketh, but in vain. Waketh, but in vain. Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the Lord build the house, build the house, build the house, build the house. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain to build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman, the watchman, but a watchman, but a watchman, but a watchman, but a watchman. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, the bread of sorrow, the bread of sorrow. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, shall not be ashamed, shall not with the enemy, speak with the enemy, in the gate, 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 in the gate.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Zayin, Shir Hamma'alot Lishlomo. אם אדוני לא יבנה בית, שב עמלו וגונב בו. אם אדוני לא ישמור עיר, שב שקד שומר. שב לכם משכימי קום מאחרי שבט, אוכלי לחם העצבים, כן ייתן לידידו שינה. הנה נחלת אדוני בנים, שכר פרי הבטן, בחיצים ביד גיבור, כן בני המעורים. אשרי הגבר אשר מילא את אשפתו מהם, לא יבושו כי ידברו את אויבים בשער.
Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain to build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh. Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the Lord build the house build the house build the house build the house. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman, but a 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 watchman. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, to eat the bread of sorrows, the bread of sorrows. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, shall not be ashamed, shall not be ashamed, speak with the enemy, in the gate, 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 in the gate.
And here, Midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin, Psalm 127. Here, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin, a song of ascent of Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, build the house, build the house. And here, Midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin, Psalm 127. And here, Midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin, Psalm 127. Here, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin, a song of ascent of Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Here, first verse, Hebraically, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin. Here, the Aleph first. Shir ha ma'ilota lishlomo. Im Yahuwah lo yibne bayit shawa amlu bonayo ba'u. A song of ascent, shir ha ma'alot, shir ha ma'alot, a song of going up of degrees, ha ma'alot, ha ma'alot, of aliyah, of ascent, ascension, song, a song of the ascension, shir ha ma'alot, li shlomo, of Solomon, li shlomo, im Yahuwah, except if, he who be, lo yibne bayit, except Jehovah build the house. Im Yahuwah lo yibneh bayit. They labor in vain. They labor in vain. Shau amlu. Shav amlu. Shau amlu. Shau amlu. Or some say shav amlu. Shav. Shav. Vanity. Shau. 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 Vanity. Shau amlu. Bonayo. Banav. Bo. Bonayo. Bonayo. Bo. Shau amlu bonayo bo. They labor in vain. Bonayo bo. That build it. Bonayo bo. Shir hama elota lishlomo. Im Yahuwah lo yibne bayit. Shau amlu bonayo bo. Rav Yehuda Judah Hanasi. Rav Judah the prince. Sent Rav Chia, Rav Jose, Rav Ami, to visit cities in the Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, and to set up in them teachers of scripture and instructors of oral law. Dayin ba'al peh, oral law. Dayin ba'al peh, ba'al feh, oral law. Here, first Midrash note here, Rav Yehuda Hanasi, Rav Judah the prince, here, the grandson of Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah, who edited Ha-Mishnah, who edited the Mishnah, HaMishnah, who edited the Mishnah. And here, the Mishnah from Shana, which means like to reduplicate, a sense of even study right here, also implied as an authoritative collection of the exegetical material embodying the oral tribe of the Yehudi, law, the Jewish law, and forming the first part of the teaching that is called Talmud. Operative word Talmud, give us the teaching, here. So we have Rav Yehuda, Hanasi sent Rav Chia, Rav Jose, and Rav Ami to visit cities in the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, to set up in them teachers of scripture and instructors of oral law, instructors of the Dayin, the Alper. They came to one city in which they found no teacher of scripture and no instructor of the Dayin, the Alper, of the oral law, the oral Torah. And they said to the people, fetch I and I, the chief watchman of the city. The people brought the watchman of the city to HaRebanim, to the ancient scholars of scripture of Torah called the rabbis, HaRebanim. And HaRebanim, the rabbis, the teachers, the sages, the scholars of Torah, they said, are these the watchmen of the city? In truth, they are the destroyers of the city. HaRebanim said, are these, the watchmen of the city? In truth, they are the destroyers of the city. And when the people asked the scholars of Torah, HaRebanim, the rabbis, who then are the watchmen of the city? HaRebanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, answered, the watchmen of the city are the teachers of scripture and the instructors of the Dayin Ba'al Peh, of the oral, right, the oral law, the oral Torah, also known as the Torah She Ba'al Peh, the Torah that is upon the peh, the mouth, the Torah She Ba'al Peh, the oral law, oral direction, instruction. Hence, here, it is written, even in today's Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin, here, it is written, except Jehovah, Yahweh, keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Im Yahuwah lo yishmor ir shakad shomer. Im Yahuwah lo yishmor ir shaw shakad shomer. Except he who he be, im Yahuwah, keep, guard, protect the city. Lo yishmar ir. Except he who be, keep guard the city, Im Yahuwah, lo yishmar ir. The watchman waketh, but in vain. Shaw, shakad, shomer. The watchman waketh, but in vain. Hear. It is vain for you, that y'all rise early and sit up late, ye y'all that eat the bread of toil. But he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Hear, Hebraically today, Psalm Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin, Psalm 127. Hear, Hebraically here, the second verse here in the Midrash Tehillim is brought out in the translation as, it is vain for you that y'all rise early and sit up late, ye y'all that eat the bread of toil. But he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Shav lachem mashaki meyakum me'achrei yashaveta ochlei lachem ha'atzari ken yitena ledito shena. Here, brought out as, it is vain for you that y'all rise early and sit up late, ye y'all that eat the bread of toil, so he giveth to his beloved, lidido, in sleep, shena, lidido shena, shawa lachem mashakime yikum me'achre yashaveta okle lachem ha'atzarim ken yitena lidido shena. And here, in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, here it says, when it says, it is vain for you. Here, where it says, it is vain for you. Shau lachem. Shav lachem. Modern Hebrew, shav lachem. It is vain for you all. So the you here is speaking lachem, to you all. La for kem, for all of y'all. Shau, vain. Modern Hebrew, we say shav. Like vain, like fleeting, right? Nothingness. The sense, like we have the shiva, Shavah, hear the show sense, or in the ancient point, show lachem, like a puff of air, like a vapor of little, of nothingness, bringing out the sense of vanity in the translation, show lachem, it is vain for you. So here the Midrash, you are lachem, kem, all of y'all who pursue worldly occupations. It is vain for y'all, for you all who pursue worldly occupations. Here, Midrash note, where it reads, but he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Traditional translations usually are, so he giveth his beloved sleep. I think KJV brings out, so he giveth his beloved sleep. The Hebrew being brought out here, so he giveth to his beloved sleep. But here in the Midrash, here in the note, here in the study, but he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. So here, Midrash, you know, in the Yehudi versions, the other versions, to his beloved, Lidido, right, Yedido, his beloved. We have Shlomo, also the name of Shlomo, right, the name that he was given was Yedidiyahu. Now we have that from the root, even the Wadada, Yedede, Yedida, right, Wadada. So here we have to his beloved. Right, Li Di Do, to his beloved, is treated here in the Midrash, the study of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin, is treated here as though it was derived from the root Nadad, in Nadad. So looking at the root right here. So here we have Yadad, Dode, Dodi, to be love, Dode, Wadada, right, Yadada, this root. But here, in bringing out an alternative root of Li Di Do, we have being derived from nadad, and nadad Hebraically means to banish. So here, in looking at the word, and here in the study, and in the reasoning, we can bring out the Hebraic sense right here, Cain, yitain, lidido, sheina. Cain, yitain, lidido, sheina. Some translators translate, so he giveth his beloved sleep, or he giveth to his beloved in sleep, but here, in the study, he will surely give, Cain, Yitain, he will give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Cain, Yitain, Lidido, Sheina, sleep. He will surely give. Cain, Yitain, he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Cain, Yitain, Lidido, Sheina. That is, and this is to say, he will surely give life in the Olam Haba, in the world, to come to scholars' wives, Nashim, who in this world, in this Olam, banish sleep for their husbands. Again, bringing out this interpretation from the Hebrew here of today's psalm, but he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves, Cain, Yitain, Lidido, Sheina. That is to say, he will surely give life and liberty in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, to scholars' wives, to the wives, Nashim of the Rebbanim, to the scholars' wives, the Talmudim's wives, who in this world, in this Olam, banish sleep for their husband's sake. Lo, look, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb, and the fruit of the womb is his gift. Here, the Gimel verse right here. Hine nachlat Yahuwah banim. Sakara pri ha baten. Lo, children are a heritage of Yahweh Jehovah. Hine. Look, see, here it is. Hine, nachlat, heritage, nachlat, Yahweh of Jehovah. Banim. Here, sons. Here brings out the Hebraic sense, banim, of sons. Hine, nachlat Yahuwah banim. Lo, look, here it is. Behold, hine. Behold, children, sons. Behold, sons, banim, are a heritage, nachlat Yahuwah, heritage of Jehovah. Sakar, reward. Here, the sense reward, or also here in the Midrash, gift, right? The gift of the, right, the gift, fruit of the womb, is his gift. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Sakar pari habaten. Hear, hear, hear. As things go among mortals, mortal men and people, a laborer must work for a householder. As things go among mortals, a laborer must work for a householder, must plow for him, or sow for him, or weed for him, or hoe for him. And only then does the householder give the laborer a coin or so and let him go. But unlike the householder is he by whose word, even he who be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, by whose word the olam, the world, came into being. For a man need only long for children, for sons. A man need only long for sons, and Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, can give them to him. As is said even right here, 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 lo, look and see, children, sons, are a heritage of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Hine nachlat Yahuwah banim. A man need only long, right, for chokmah, for the Hebrew Sophia, for wisma, for wisdom, and ha-Elohim, ha-Elohim, the true God, the power, can give it to him, as is said even in the Mishle, Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 2 and 6, for the Lord, for Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, Jehovah, giveth chokmah, giveth wisma, giveth wisdom, giveth the Hebrew Sophia, giveth wisdom, he giveth her. Ki Yahuwah yiten chakmah, for Yahuwah Jehovah giveth wisma, giveth wisdom, for he who be, we be. Ki Yahuwah yiten chakmah, for he who be, we be, yiten, giveth chakmah, giveth wiseness, giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth, here the fuller verse, here Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 2 and 6, here in the Mashal, for Yahuwah Jehovah giveth chokmah, giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding, knowledge and inner and overstanding. Mipiyo da'ata u'tevuna. Me from Pio, Fio, his mouth, mi Pio, da'at, the data, the divine data, the true gnosis, the true knowledge, da'at, u tevuna, and understanding, and overstanding. Ki Yahuwah yitein hakma, mi Pio da'ata u tevuna. A man need only long for riches, and Ha Elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, can give them to him. As is said, even in First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12, where it reads, both riches and honor come of thee, of the eye. Both riches and honor come of the eye. We ha osher, we ha kavoda, mi elefanecha, we ata moshella bakola, uva yadecha kowacha, uva gevura, uva veyadecha le gadela, ula chezek lakol. Here the fuller verse right here, First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12, where it reads, both riches and honor of thee, of the eye. Both riches and honor of the eye. We ha osher. Osher. Riches. The riches. Ha osher. We ha osher. Modern Hebrew. We ha osher. We ha osher. We ha osher. And the riches. We ha kavod. We ha kavod. Mi lefanecha. Me from le of fanecha. Faneka. From thy presence, from thy face, from thy perception. We ha osher. We ha kavod. Mi lefanecha. Riches, and the honor. Weha osher, weha kabod, ha, the kabod, and the honor. Riches and the honor of the eye. And thou, the eye, reignest over all. Weata, ata, the eye male. Weata, moshel, bakol. Weata, moshel, bakol. And the eye, rulers, and you rule over all, you overrule all. We'ata Moshella Bakol. And in thine hand, power and might. And in thy hand, in thy yad, power and might. Or be yadika koach, koach, power, koach. Or gevura, or geburra, or gevura, or geburra, and might. Or be yadika koach, or geburra. And in thine hand, in thy yad, it is, to make great. And in thine hand, to make great. Or be yadika. Ligadel, and in thy yard to big up, in thy yard to make great. Urbi yadika ligadel, and giveth strength to all, and giveth strength to all. Ur lechazik, ulachazik alakol, and giveth strength to all. Weha Oshera weha kaboda milifaneka wata moshella bakola ube yadeka kuwaha ugeburra ube yadeka ligadela ula chazeka lakol.